Bernie Shines is on right throughout the month of October, and each Monday we'll be updating it, including today, with the Burnie City Council Events and Marketing Manager, Russell Steers. Good afternoon, Russell.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Fairly quiet week this week in Bernie Shines. There are a few events on, and the best way to find out what they are is to go to the website bernieshines.com. But I'll tell you what, you've really ramped it up at the weekend. There's heaps of stuff on this weekend.
This weekend is probably the busiest weekend in the whole program, I think, yeah.
The Heritage Burnie 10 and the RACT 5 kilometres would normally be on this weekend, and, of course, they're doing it virtually now, so people can run it in their own time, in their own venue, and upload their times, and they still get a medallion at the end of it all.
They do, so they can run the event over the Saturday or the Sunday, and one of the unique things I think we've got happening this year is that Park Run actually comes back into the calendar, the running calendar, or if you like. So if you wanted to do the 5K run, the Park Run, you can actually make that count for the RACT Burnie 5K run as well. So just need to go to the Burnie 10 website to register for that.
Yeah, and it's only $10 this year because of the situation. Yep. I spoke to the race director, Rick Ferguson, this morning, and he said you can enter right up until before midnight on Sunday, as long as you finish before midnight on Sunday.
That's right.
In my case, I'd have to register fairly early. but he said that, no, you can do it any time of the weekend. There's no shut-off point for entries as long as you're done by midnight on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought you would have already registered, Bart.
No, not yet. I'll only do the 5K in any case. 10Ks are beyond me these days. Farmers Market's back on Saturday as well?
Yeah, so it's been the Farmers Market. That's held the first and third Saturdays of the month, so back on this weekend from 9 a.m. till 12 noon.
Yep, at the old Burnie Showgrounds. And something for the kids this weekend, Robot Man. Tell us about that, Russell.
Robot Man. So Robot Man is coming to Burnie. Steve is an educator, and he teaches kids to have fun with robots. So it's learning without being too hard. It's fun learning. We all love fun learning. So we've got three workshops running over the course of Saturday, 9 a.m. start for 5 to 7 year olds, 11 a.m. for 8 to 10, and a 1:30 for 11 to 16. Each child must have a guardian with them, and it's all supervised, of course, and of course it's COVID safe.
Yep, and because of that, you need to book because there's limited spaces.
You do.
Yep.
BurnieTickets.com.au, where you'll find registration process there for that one.
And there's been so many things cancelled over the last few months. It's good to see that the Emu Valley Rhododendron Garden, their spring festival, is going ahead as planned on Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday and Sunday, the spring festival over the weekend. It's a great venue up there, and it's always good to get out and see what's happening up the garden. There's so much to do, and a worthy organisation to support as well. So we encourage everyone to get up there if they can over the weekend.
And it's free to enter?
Free to, I don't think it's free to enter. I think there is I haven't got the piece of paper in front of me.
Well, I have, and mine says it's free. So.
Well, we'll go with yours then.
Children and members enter free. I beg your pardon. So if you're a member of the society, you get in for nothing. If you're a kid, you get in for nothing. So we're both right.
It's a nominal cost. It's not expensive.
No, it's really a great spot to go, and it's just absolutely beautiful this time of the year as well.
It is, yeah.
Burnie Men's Shed have got an open day on Saturday as well, Russell.
Yeah, Burnie Men's Shed, another great organisation, not only in Burnie but around the state and around the country as well. Men's Shed, providing avenues for men to get along with other men and do like-minded things, playing with woodwork and stuff like that. So 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. That's out at the Wivenhoe Showgrounds as well. Free event, so get along. Good opportunity to see what Men's Shed's all about and see if you can get involved.
Yeah, and there's a book launch on there as well, isn't there, on Saturday?
There is, yeah. Reg Blackwell is launching a series of books. I think he's published 7 books all at once. Very brave effort. And that's happening at the same time, so there'll be book signings and opportunities to purchase books as well.
Okay, one of the biggest events this year in Burnie Shines is on Saturday night from 7 till 10. This is the Mega Stream gig. Did I give it the right name there?
Mega Live Stream.
Yeah,
so,
sorry.
Over the COVID period, from March onwards, a group set up a live stream music events for along the coast, and they thought they'd wound up, but we approached them and asked them if they could do one last gig for us. So they're doing what they're calling the Bernie Shines Mega Live Stream. Some great bands there that are well known. The Red Kellys, for one, comes to mind. So you can tune in and listen to that. And there's an opportunity to go online and donate to another local charity, the Fairy Godmothers.
Oh, we know what a fantastic job they do. So that's online from 7 till 10 on Saturday night. Yep. So that'll be on the Bernie Shines website, of course, bernieshines.com. And as if that's not enough for the weekend, on Sunday, there's
one more,
there's going to be a concert at the Kiwi Memorial Hall, but it's going to be in the car park. The Bernie Concert Band are actually doing a concert. Oh, this is a great idea, I reckon.
Oh, I think it is, great idea. Well, it's their first... the junior players, their first performance for 2020. So, you know, 2020 is nearly over and they're doing their first performance, but that's out of their hands as to how that's happened. And they're doing a sausage sizzle starting at 12 o'clock, so at lunchtime. So come along and hear the concert band. Concert starts at 1 o'clock and goes till 3 p.m. So a gold coin donation will help support the band in the great work that they actually do with... junior learners and that happening at the Kiwi Memorial Hall.
Yeah, and I think the weather forecast on Sunday just says a few showers, so hopefully it'll be okay between 1 and 3.
Turn it on then. Like today,
it'd
be perfect.
Be okay for the audience because they'll be in their cars, but maybe not so the band.
Yeah, might have to organise some cover for them.
Well, I think they'll be okay, though. The weather forecast doesn't look too bad. Look, Russell, thanks for that, as always. I really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next Monday and look back on some of these and preview what's coming up in Bernie Shines next week as well.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks,
Martin. You're welcome. Russell Steers is the Bernie City Council Events and Marketing Manager. Now, as we mentioned, some of those events you need to book for because of restrictions with crowd numbers and social distancing and all that, and you can do that through the website, bernieshines.com. That's also where you'll see the mega live stream on Saturday night as well.